40 years ago, Billy Joel's hit song Allentown fell off the charts after almost 5 months on the Billboard 100, and it left a legacy. The city of Allentown, Pennsylvania, became a symbol of the Rust Belt and economic hardship. And yet, a lot of the people who live there say Billy Joel's song did not exactly help. Julian Abraham reports.
It's one of those songs that you can recognize right away. It starts with a steam whistle. Then come the sounds of a hard day's work at a steel mill. It tells the story of Allentown, Pennsylvania, a symbol of the American Rust Belt.
Well, we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down. Out in Bethlehem, they're killing time, filling out forms.
The boom and bust of the area's steelwork that made much of the country's biggest landmarks, until its sudden collapse in the 80s, and the lives that were never the same when their stable jobs were taken away. The song is mainly about Bethlehem Steel, a nearby steel factory that used to be one of the biggest in the world. At its peak, it employed over 30,000 people. Guillermo Lopez worked there for almost 30 years. Then, like everyone else at Bethlehem Steel, he was laid off. But he still likes the song.
The mood, the sounds of steam, of the clanging and the machinery. It just puts you right back in the steel mill if you worked here.
Allentown's mayor, Matt Turk, was only 7 when the song came out. He recently had a birthday. His staff serenaded him with a sing-along to a song he hates. While singing, Mayor Turk couldn't help but throw in some ad-libs defending his city.
And it's getting very hard to say.
No, it's not.
It's so wrong. It's like, I don't know how it felt in 1982, but it doesn't feel like that now. Like, I honestly have a hard time saying it's getting hard to stay. Like, it's not hard to stay. It's hard to leave.
The mayor's main criticism, he says the song paints the city in a negative light and made it a symbol of industrial decay. The woman you heard on the piano, Laura Ballett Cole, is the manager of civic innovation for the city of Allentown.
The song itself is righteous. It's a great song. It's a banger. But, you know, it doesn't actually, it's not about Allentown.
Even Billy Joel agreed when the song came out back in 1982, it's not about Allentown specifically, but a state of mind. We're not moving out or giving up, he said. We're going to try. For NPR News, I'm Julian Abraham in Allentown.